Let's start with marriage and divorce. In the next outcome, we will deal with preparing a couple for marriage, but in this one, we will focus on marital conflict. All marriages will experience conflict at some stage. For some, it is a disagreement on some issue, often money. But it may be far worse, even to the point where one partner threatens divorce. Let's assume that they come to you for counseling. How should you go about it? I found a useful article entitled The Basics of Counseling Marriage Problems by Julie Ganshaw, which I encourage you to read in full, but here I will provide a brief summary. God established the institution of marriage in the Garden of Eden, but because marriage is so fundamental to a functioning society, Satan actively seeks to destroy marriages. Ganshaw is correct when she says Ephesians 5 is the key passage on marriage and describes the marital relationship as representative of the relationship Christ has with the church. As Christ treats the church with love and grace, the husband and wife must follow his example and treat each other the same way. See Ephesians 5:22-33 and 1 Peter 3:7. Seeing marriage problems. Conflicts in marriages can result from faulty examples in their own families of what a good marriage should look like. Or perhaps the couple has the wrong idea about marriage, or has received advice from friends who do not understand the biblical principles of marriage and reconciliation. They might want to repent and change, but they do not know how. On the other hand, says Ganshaw, many couples deal with their problems by avoiding them, running away from the issues and pretending they somehow don't exist or will disappear with time. The issues are not resolved, sin is not confessed, and no request or offer of forgiveness is made. Yet the problems are expected to fade away as time rolls on. However, time is not a magic formula. Letting time go by does nothing to resolve the problems and solves nothing. Many couples come to counseling wrongly believing that a marriage in trouble can be patched up. God does not call us to cover up our problems, but to solve them biblically. Christ is more than enough and provides more than enough grace for transforming a lousy marriage into one that glorifies God. See Romans 5:20. Therefore, the couple should not settle for anything less than a marriage that is transformed by the power and grace of God. The counselor's role. The counselor must identify the mistaken areas and practices that are causing marriage problems. Next, the counselor must help the couple implement biblical solutions from God's Word, clearly communicating the answers in a way that both the husband and wife understand the expectations. The counselor must use biblical terms when discussing habits and behaviors instead of using psychological language. Is it too far gone? You often hear the following from someone in a troubled marriage. I just don't love him or her anymore. I think it's too far gone. The couple might suggest that separation will help them to work through their problems, but this is a sinful reaction to marriage problems and creates more difficulty than it solves. Separation is an escape from problems, but does not help in addressing them. The author says that it violates 1 Corinthians 7:5, which says, "Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer. But then come together again, so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control," and creates a temptation for sin. Instead, the counselor must work with the couple to solve their problems. There is always hope. Ganshaw says that no marriage, no matter how troubled, is beyond hope or the grace of God. The couple must challenge that misbelief and believe that in Christ there is always the ability to change. See 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. The spouses must do whatever God requires of them to create unity in the home. They must confess their sin to one another, be reconciled to one another, and be open to whatever biblical directions their counselor gives them. The goal is to help the couple to glorify God in their marriage by increasing communication that will lead to intimacy and growth as individuals and as a couple. As they work toward glorifying God in their marriage, they will reflect the relationship between Christ and the church. Dear facilitator, again, it may not be possible for you to actually observe your students counseling a married couple, but they should be able to tell you what the principles are when you assess them.